This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Could you tell me what was number five for Google Trends this week?
Yeah, so the Cheaters edition of Monopoly was announced, and that's going to be coming to stores in the fall. And so this is, everybody tries to cheat. You always have that one friend that, like, not only do they try to cheat illegally, but then they try to make those ridiculous trades with everybody that everybody knows is not good for the good of the game, but they do that anyways. Well, now they can actually cheat. So they can, like, steal how, or like hotels off people's property when they're not looking, or like what? Accidentally take more money when they pass go. Yeah, things like that. So, like, I don't know. It's just going to be total anarchy. And you're just going to be like watching everybody's tiny little move every single time they do anything because you think they're going to steal stuff. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be a little bit too crazy. And there's just, I mean, you've got to have laws or else it's just going to be insanity. So I'm not really sure how this is going to play out, but yeah, the Cheaters Edition is coming out in the fall, and they encourage you to cheat and then reward you when you do so.
That's called Anarchy Monopoly. They shouldn't have called it the Cheaters one.
And if you're allowed to cheat, then it's not really cheating, so therefore you're within your rules, so it's really not cheating. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. I do love Monopoly, so I don't know. I guess I'll test it out, but I'm also a guy that follows the rules. I respect the rules, so I don't know. Could be interesting.
I don't know, man. You're right about that. When it comes to my family and when we play Monopoly, we make up our own rules as we go. One of the most famous rules is if you own any of the railroad properties, you can put houses if you want. So, and I think we do like $120 for a house. And anyways, those are our weird rules. You know, we do that, and it becomes a little bit more interesting. But I mean, the cheater stuff, that'll be different.
Yeah, I know. I feel like you're just going to be like grabbing cash whenever you can. And whenever somebody like goes to the bathroom, it's like, all right, well, great. Let's steal all their hotels then. I don't know.
What was number four for Google Trends this week?
Number four, we've got the Super Bowl on Sunday. We've got the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots going head to head. And that's going to be exciting. There was a bunch of super interesting trends. So you can actually go to Google and look at the Super Bowl trends page, and it'll show you in real time like what people are searching for in relation to the game. You can also see America's uniquely searched for Super Bowl recipes. It's a big state map, and it shows you all of the different recipes that people are searching for all over the country. In California, I guess fried rice is number one, which I felt like was pretty bizarre. So people were actually wondering how cold it's going to be. It might be the coldest ever recorded in the 52-year history, because at kickoff, it could potentially be just 3 degrees, but they're playing in Minnesota where they're going to be in a dome, so it doesn't really matter with that. Also, people are searching for, because there's like a bunch of sneak peeks for the actual Super Bowl commercials. I was actually just watching one where Alexa, the Echo device, loses her voice, and then they have a bunch of different characters come in. It's pretty funny. So if you don't want to wait for the big game, you can actually go to Ad Blitz on YouTube and watch a bunch of the commercials before they're even released.
I actually saw that one, too. I like the one with Cardi B when she was like, this guy wants to know about Moss. I was like, what is that?
Oh, man, I know. I was cracking up. It was great.
You know, when it comes to the Super Bowl, I hate to admit it. I'm usually there for the commercial and the halftime show. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, yeah, Justin Timberlake this year. Think there's going to be any more wardrobe malfunctions? You got to tune in.
Yeah, right? What was number three for Google Trends?
Number three. So it's February, which means that it is Black History Month. So a lot of people are turning to Google to figure out what's going on in their areas, if there's any type of events going on, what kind of is the history around Black History Month. So it actually was created by Carter G. Woodson, who people kind of refer to as the father of Black history. And that started in 1976. Since then, every single U.S. president has declared February Black History Month. And it's actually, a lot of people are actually searching for, in coinciding with Black History Month, with the movie Black Panther, which is being released on February 16th. So there's a lot of buzz around that Marvel film. And then also in D.C. was actually the highest interest of Black History Month search on Google. There's actually the Natural Museum of African American History and Culture announced a brand new 3D exhibition. It was actually donated by engineers at Google. So I know probably all your listeners are in Chicago, but if you find yourself in Washington, D.C. during the month of February, you should go check out that exhibit. I hear good things.
Is there any particular person that's being searched the most this month for Black History Month?
Yeah, so Martin Luther King Jr., number two, we got Rosa Parks, Frederick Douglass, Jackie Robinson, and Malcolm X. Those were the top five searches around that in terms of Black historical figures.
Oh, okay, cool. What was number two for Google Trends?
Number two, this one is quite silly. We had emotional support peacock. So a woman tried to board a United Airlines flight with her emotional support peacock. She said that she bought an extra ticket for this bird. And United comes back and was like, yo, we told you three separate times we were not going to let you on the flight, and you still showed up with this bird. But the United spokesperson, they said the reasons included weight and size. Totally get the size. They've got big feathers. They've got a big tail. That's going to be tough to fit on an airplane. But, like, weight? Come on. It's not like a peacock, is going to, you know, tip the scales in the wrong direction on a flight. So that was ridiculous. But one of the biggest search questions around that trend this week was, how do I get an emotional support peacock? So I guess everybody's going to be, I don't know, you might be walking down the street shortly and see somebody walking around with a big peacock, because apparently those are a thing. Ridiculous, though. Can't fly with them.
You're right. It's probably really, really small and light, but I can see the feathers. Could you imagine if it felt threatened or it wanted to, like, hey, I see a potential mate, and it just fans out its feathers in the middle of the seat?
Yeah, that is totally insane. Actually, and the peacock actually has an Instagram, if you want to check it out, Dexter the Peacock. And the owner, which no surprise when I learned that, the owner lived in Bushwick in Brooklyn, and I actually used to live in Bushwick in Brooklyn. And if I saw a peacock walking around, I wouldn't even think twice, because Bushwick is a very weird place.
Well, thank you for that. Well, now we know.
Yeah.
What was the number one search trend for this week?
Number one, President Trump had his first State of the Union address this past week, so people were searching around that. A lot of people wanted to know how many people watched the State of the Union, because Trump declared that it was the highest number in history, but according to the numbers that we pulled from Nielsen, they have suggested that that's just not true. So there was 45.6 million people that watched this State of the Union, which was a little bit less than the 51.7 million viewers of George W. Bush back in 2002, and then 62 million people watched George Bush's second, and then 48 million people watch Barack Obama's first State of the Union as well. So those numbers are a little bit different. But some of the biggest things that he discussed during the first State of the Union was taxes, jobs, MS-13, which is that gang that he vowed action against, immigration, and Mexico. That was some of the big ones. There's also some interesting trends around the first words that were ever used in the State of the Union before. So legend, Cajun, motto, opioid, timelines, Toyota, and Mazda were used in the State of the Union. They had never been previously used before, which I found pretty interesting.
I didn't know that there were words that weren't used before, but now you know. I'm a little curious,
exactly.
When it comes to Google Trends, is this just national or international?
I think it's just national. Yeah,
okay.
It's just in the United States.
I was about to say, like, the world wanted to know about the State of the Union.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, they probably were searching as well. But yeah, this is just U.S. trends.
Okay, cool. That's cool. Because I didn't watch the State of the Union. I'm horrible. I know. I'm glad you gave me, like, the synopsis of it.
That's what I'm here for.
For this week, what was the number one trending YouTube video?
Yeah, this was Bruno Mars. So Bruno Mars just totally dominated the Grammys last Sunday, and the number one Google or YouTube video was for his album of the year acceptance speech. And he got six Grammys over the past week, but the acceptance speech was good. I was kind of expecting a little bit more for the top YouTube video of the week. I mean, it's nice. He tells the Grammys not to cut him off because he wants to tell a story. He also prefaces by saying that he's been drinking and celebrating, so, you know, he's, like, a little bit tipsy. And he does tell the story about growing up in Hawaii, and, you know, he was in his teens and he was about to do a big performance in front of a bunch of people, and all he wanted to do was have those people have a good time and have them dance, and that's exactly what he was trying to get done with this album, which it was a good story. It was good. But I was expecting, you know, I feel like I'm a pretty emotional guy. I love crying. And I thought that I was going to, you know, when he started telling the story, I was like, man, this is going to get emotional. I'm ready to have a good morning cry. And it didn't. So I don't know. It's good. I love Bruno Mars. His 2014 Super Bowl halftime show changed my life. But his acceptance speech, it was all right.
I didn't watch it. Not going to lie. I didn't know it was a thing because it's just Bruno Mars. I mean, I love his music, but I didn't know he was a thing.
He is a thing. I know. He's just totally dominant. And it's interesting because I remember the last show that we were talking about, we were looking at like the YouTube trends around potentially trying to predict some of the winners. And, you know, we thought that Despacito would be a runaway hit for Song of the Year. But nope, Bruno Mars took that accolade as well. So I guess he is officially a thing.
Well, they did win the Latin Grammy one, right?
That's true.
I think they did win it.
Yeah.
So they got somewhere.
Yeah,
so they got something. They deserve it.
That's good.
But Bruno Mars
definitely did.
Bruno Mars is a thing now, and I love his music. I just didn't know he was a thing.
You know, his name's actually Peter Gene Hernandez.
Really?
Which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Why did I think his real name was Bruno Mars? Boom. There you go.
I wanted his name to be Bruno Mars. He also started out as an Elvis Presley impersonator.
I can see that.
When he was like 4 years old.
Oh, I can see that.
I mean, honestly, you got to watch the videos. Whenever I'm having a bad day, boom. Bruno Mars as a child impersonating Elvis, it'll pep up your spirits, I guarantee.
Well, thank you, Justin, for coming on. I really appreciate you being here.
Yep, you're very welcome. Always a pleasure.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.